Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Cheryl Palmer. She's an executive career coach, resume writer, and LinkedIn expert who has been quoted extensively as a career expert in major periodicals such as CBS Money Watch, Wall Street Journal, CNN, Market Watch, The Ladders, ExecuNet, and Hot Jobs. And today, she is here to discuss top job search tips for LinkedIn. So welcome, Cheryl.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
It's our pleasure. Now, where are listeners or anyone making their biggest mistake on LinkedIn when they're looking for jobs?
Yes, actually, the biggest mistake that I've seen is that people have an incomplete profile. I find that most people are on LinkedIn because they've heard that's where they should be, but they haven't taken the time to actually flesh it out completely. And there's a quick statistic I want to share with our listeners. Actually, according to a LinkedIn spokesperson, users with complete profiles are 40 times more likely to receive opportunities than those with incomplete profiles. So I think that that pretty much speaks for itself.
It does. It makes lots of sense. I mean, you know, you want someone who's going to finish the job, right?
Exactly.
And so now what are some of the things that people tend to leave out in an incomplete profile? And what's the most important thing on your profile?
Well, let me start with the first question first. What most people tend to leave out is the full description of their work experience. What people tend to do is just put the briefest of information, name of organization, dates worked, job title, and that's it. That's not really enough for a recruiter or an employer to make a decision on. So you've got to flesh that out. And then in terms of what is the most important thing, it's kind of hard to choose, but I would probably say it's between your photo and your professional headline. The reason I say that is that every time you interact on LinkedIn, those two things show up.
So that makes sense.
People are going to get a picture of you, literally, from the photo that you've posted. So if it doesn't represent you well, unfortunately, you're not sending a good message. And then that professional headline is showing up to let people know who you are and what you have to offer. Those two things are critical because before people see anything else on the profile, that's what they'll see.
Now, how is it and why is it that some LinkedIn members will experience job search success on the site while others are failing?
Well, it really boils down to the basic issue of what you put into something is usually what you get out. I have people who contact me as potential clients, and I'll talk to them about LinkedIn. And very often I've gotten this response, oh, I've been on LinkedIn for a year, and it's never done anything for me. That site doesn't work. And then I start probing to find out, well, what have you done on LinkedIn? Well, nothing. So the issue is you not only have to have this complete profile that we were just discussing, but you also need to be active on LinkedIn. You need to reach out, expand your network, engage in groups. Those are the kinds of things that get you noticed, and those are the kinds of things that tend to give you more results from LinkedIn itself.
But how can you stay in front of those contacts? How can you be active enough so that you're top of mind, yet you're not becoming annoying?
Yeah, that really is a great question because what I find is that so often people know that they should be networking, and certainly LinkedIn is a social networking site, and so they want to find a job knowing that most people get their jobs through networking. But the thing is, you can burn out your contacts if you contact them too frequently. So on LinkedIn, there are a couple of ways that you can actually stay on the radar for your contacts without being a pest. So let me just give a couple of examples. One way is just through status updates. Your contacts are automatically going to be receiving your status updates. And this is just a way of staying in touch without pestering them. So on your status updates, you could mention something like you received some cutting-edge information for your field. Maybe you went to a professional association meeting and you're really excited about what you learned. You could just put a very short blurb about what you learned on your status update. And that's one way of just letting people know what you're up to and keeping your name in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Another way that you can do it is to, again, through the status update, just post links to articles that you know your colleagues would be interested in, something that is very relevant to your field, maybe a different take on something that people already know about, but just coming from a different angle. So that those are a couple of ways that you can use LinkedIn effectively to stay in front of people, but not keep coming to them all the time saying, have you heard of anything? I'm still looking for a job.
Right, exactly. Because you don't want to seem desperate either, right? When you're there on LinkedIn, continuing to contact people and say, hey, I'm still looking for a job. I'm still looking for a job. So now if you are not looking for a job, how can LinkedIn help you, when you are already employed?
Yes. LinkedIn is useful not just for job searching, and I really encourage people to use it continuously because you don't want to just look for a job, use LinkedIn for that purpose, and then drop it altogether. But if you are currently employed, one way that you can use LinkedIn is just to get feedback from colleagues. I think a lot of us have been in a place where it's just helpful to get perspective from somebody else in your field when you're faced with a difficult challenge. It's very easy through LinkedIn because you can message all of your relevant contacts at the same time to get this type of feedback. So this is a way of maintaining your contacts, maintaining your network on LinkedIn without spending an inordinate amount of time to do that. Because what I find is that a lot of people feel like they can't get involved in LinkedIn because it's too time-consuming. But mm-hmm. if you keep it very tight, very short, just reach out to a few people, ask them for their feedback, that's a way of staying engaged with the LinkedIn community and staying in touch with your contacts so that it's not burdensome. It's not burdensome to you in terms of your time. It's not burdensome to the other people. People can respond as they choose to, but it is a way of still using the site to your advantage. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that even when you're not actively job hunting, most people still want to keep an eye and an ear out just to find out what else is out there. Not that they plan to make a move immediately, but who doesn't want to know if something is out there that you might be interested in? So if you are maintaining that great profile, if you are staying engaged in the LinkedIn community, you are more likely to hear about opportunities, and then you can say yay or nay. So it's still useful to you whether you're employed or not.
Right. Well, Cheryl, you've given us a lot of really good tips, and our listeners can learn more about your tips, your business, Call to Career at your website, which is calltocareer.com. That's calltocareer.com. And you can also contact Cheryl there on her site or by phone, 877-743-9521. That's 877-743-9521. And feel free to send her an invitation to connect on LinkedIn and mention that you heard about her through today's podcast. So thank you, Cheryl. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.